Jesus also, starting in verse 8, offers compassion in the midst of judgment. Verse 8, and another angel followed, saying, Babylon is falling, the great city. She's made the nations drink of the wine of her of the wrath of her fornication. Then a third angel said with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast or his image and receives a mark on his forehead or his hand, he also shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone, and the smoke of their torment will ascend forever and ever, and they'll have no rest day or night. Now look at the Lord. He doesn't blunt, he doesn't mute the horrors of judgment against sin, but he warns and offers mankind, as they're getting a taste of hell, he offers them through the 144,000, through the gospel angel, before he pours out his wrath, he keeps saying, repent, turn to me, believe, worship, I'm the creator. The good news is, it's not too late for you. The passage starting in verse 8 is the second half of chapter 14. In which we're confronted with what happens to those who exist without Jesus, eternal judgment and condemnation. Now see, the book of Revelation is fascinating because side by side, all the way through, it's heaven and hell, heaven and hell, heaven and hell. Heaven for those who turn in faith and cling to Christ, hell for those who want to live without Jesus. You see, God gives everybody what they really want. And if you really want to deny him as creator, to not worship him, to not submit to him, God will give you that. The next slide shows what starts happening in verse 14. And I'll read that. And I looked and behold, a white cloud, and on the cloud one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice, saying, thrust your sickle in and reap, for the harvest of earth is ripe. And he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle, and the earth was reaped. Jesus offers understanding to us in a time of wrath. Wrath is one of the attributes of God. There are over 20 different attributes of God. And I've mentioned these just about every other class. There's been some touching upon them. And you know many of them, all the omnipresent and omniscient and all those. But one that we don't think of often is God's wrath, tied to his justice, which is also tied to his love. God loves so much that he compassionately offers mankind this gospel angel, this eternal gospel. But hand in hand with that, his wrath is that he will forever punish all sin. So there's a choice. Either sin is on me, my sin is on me, or my sin is on Christ. Those are the only two choices there are. If it's on me, I'm going to die with it. It's going to be like napalm burning, you know, petroleum that is like the fires of hell eternally tormenting me for my sin. Ezekiel talks about that. He says people go through life and their sins stick to them. And it's like they have this gigantic pile of sin that gradually, Ezekiel said, it's like an avalanche that overwhelms them and they're buried by it. And they go into eternity with sin, which has the fiery wrath of God. See on your slide, 2 Thessalonians 1:9. Let me read that verse to you, because that's how Paul describes the return of Jesus Christ in judgment, not his rapture for the church. 2 Thessalonians 1, well, actually, it starts in verse 8, 7. Let me start in 7. To give those who are troubled rest with us, for the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, that's the second coming, look at verse 8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and those who do not obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus. So those that don't respond to the everlasting gospel right here, keep reading, verse 9, these shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Jesus offers understanding in a time of wrath. The impenitent earth dwellers only face doom in their lives. They've said, God, leave us alone. So he does, forever.